walk as two, but we'll leave one set of tortured footprints. Now here she comes, walking through the door, giving that look since I roll with shook loops. I'm shaking in my boots, kids behind me eating steak and soup, talking about B-breaks and loops. And I wanna turn around, join in on the convo by Anchor Jack is saying. It's sad to say, I'm just a poetry fag acting gay with my black beret. I just came to this whack ass cafe to drink an iced coffee and kill a bit of time before the matinee. Why, yo, why did I eat cappuccino cooler? Now I'm trying to avoid eye contact, let's see if I can fool her. Put a look of concentration on my face as I scribble on a napkin, squinting my eyes, acting like I'm really serious about this mess of nonsensical pen action. A web of chicken scratch and ink blots. Is she still there, standing awkwardly glaring? I think not. Look up, think again. Shit, now when is she gonna stop making me waste ink from my pen as I sit and pretend? I knew I should have come with a friend. Now I shrink and I send myself into meditation, and I'm on the brink of zen. Is she buying it? I pick up my empty glass, tilt it, and drink the phlegm. She's still scoping. In fact, this chick's a 10, at least in my book, which isn't all that well read. But it's been said, once she gets her grip on men, they simply bend backwards. She attracts nerds, jock substitutes, student teachers, who all profess their love for all of her protruding features. There's no fooling this creature, she's way fine. So dope, I'd have to smuggle her across state lines or else pay fines. What's holding me back is what I heard through the grapevine. She's a nonconformist freak who only comes out in the daytime. Don't look at me, I can feel the burn of her stare on my sensitive skin. I'm antisocial and I don't know how conversational sentences begin. Plus I'm allergic to the medicine of sexual healing. This impotence is sickening, she's sensual, appealing. Now I'm covering up my crotch, reaching by crossing my legs. Lost in my thoughts, of pause in my bed. It's awful, so I'm forcing my head into my forearms. I should invite her for a cup of joe. It'd do more harm than good, I just know. I mean, she's no Natalie Portman, and I've been kinda holding out for her. Naturally, now my thoughts spin, and she's on the out for sure. Gradually contorting my mind frames, so no doubts occur. I activate testicular bravery, and I shout to her. Our eyes lock, and time stops. She floats over to my spot, and I said, hi, I'm not trying to hit on you like the way all these other guys jock. I just wanna let you know, I'm the type of person who lies a lot. Sometimes I fart and pick my nose like a maniac, and I'd be glad to front the cost of a date with you as long as you pay me back. If we ever reach the friendship level where things like that are shared, and I know my facial hair is weird, but I've been waiting for someone like you to shave my beard. I'm usually more discreet about my insecurities, but today, I'm just unprepared. In all honesty, this dame just stared, and I was like, yeah, so, nervous twitches were initiated and our nostrils flared. Our eyes started wandering and I'm rocking in my chair. Now I start fiddling with my gear. I continued on scared that I lost her in my upfront approach. She looked at the napkin and noticed what I wrote, which was nothing. I said, funny thing is, I could have used you as a muse. Wrote you sonnets in iambic pentameter and then produced mass amounts of unsent love letters and out of tune love ballads. Some valid, but most just to get you thinking of marriage. It's untrue. I don't want to create a first impression I can't live up to. I just wanna. She said, enough said. I'm a theme park, ride me before the sunset. So I jumped up on her shoulders as we exited the entrance.